Welcome to the Queer Way of Life podcast with Bougie.
And this is at the Queer Way of Life with me, Bougie. Welcome to it, podcast and chill network. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm joined by the one and only Katlego Chipa and Amanda Nchilo Nchilo, because that surname till today, I struggle.
Chiba.
Chiba. And also the one and only Born joining us today. Thank you so much for coming through. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I see you busy cleaning the streets there. Yeah. Like today.
Mop up operation.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're still live here from David Mashabela Studios. If you want to join us, simple, all you have to do is to send an email, podcast@mashabela.co.za. Then you can come and shoot your podcast. So, just check it out. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are done looting, or are we still looting?
We are done now.
You're done since you were cleaning the malls.
Since I was cleaning the malls, I think we're done.
You think you're done? Can I tell you something? There is no mall that I'm going to sweep.
And why is that?
Because I've never seen anyone that goes to war and then starts by hurting themselves.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me. So if you were looting, you are busy burning things. Next thing, because you're a public figure, then you have to go and sweep.
So if somebody said, can you just go there?
Yenzin, nyoshanyela. No, mina love mina my CSR projects abo silungisa ikolo in like I do a lot of those. Like,
yeah.
I'm very hands on, especially when I work with sports and recreation. That's where I focus on. Like fixing the schools, getting education. Lento kuthi ngizama nyo clean mall nina enishisile. Guys, I'm from Orange Farm. Do you know how traumatic that is?
Yeah.
Orange Farm hasn't had a mall for the longest time. And when AO2 Mall started, when they built AO2 Mall, I was so invested in it. And it had most of the young people there, people that I went to school with. And then you go and destroy it. And then now you must come back and be positive and start sweeping. Labo. Am I going to be
here? We can all agree. On one point, whether or not we are in support of the looting on the ground, we can all agree that the looting started a long time ago in our government, in our private sectors. So we can come to a point whereby you and I agree that we are facing a problem in this country. Our police department is incapable. Our state is incapable, and corruption has taken a toll on this country.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we are sitting with a country that doesn't have a state security that is solid. Whether you agree or I don't agree with the looting, or I agree, you don't agree, we have state resources that are not solid. And every year they are plunging the budget into those departments, but they've got nothing to show for it. That is something that I think we should look into.
But what makes it right then for, fine, we all know that the government has been looting. And this is obviously pro and prior also. In apartheid eras, it's been the happening. We were just not aware. But what makes it right then for us to loot when we know that we are the ones that are going to suffer thereafter?
That's
what benefit is there for us to loot our own?
That's why I am saying we can sit here and debate whether the looting on the ground has more severe impact than the looting on offices. We can sit here the whole day and debate that. But we are sitting with a country that has a high level of unemployment, a country that has high level of corruption, a country that is starving its people of what is due by them. Therefore, I'm so happy that even on episode 3, when I said, guys, even you people that are taking budget from government to say you are entities or organizations that are extending the hand to give services to our LGBTI people, you need to realize that it's time for us to talk. And when I said on that episode that you are going to piss us off, there will come a time whereby we do not want to negotiate, because we've been asking you guys to be accountable. We've been asking you guys to talk to us as to these budgets that you are taking from government to say you are servicing the LGBTI community. Where is it directed to? And we've been met by the most highest hostility. Mina personally, when I told you guys that it has even gotten to a point whereby I'm getting calls at my private time at home, it has even gotten to a point whereby I was even feeling followed, you know, just because I am a whistleblower of the people to say, it's okay, it's your NGO, you registered it in your name, but do not use the data of the community to self-enrich. Now, this looting is going to open eyes to many people that have taken their time to loot without
consequences.
Now it's time for you to at least understand that when the people are angry, there is nothing that Amanda can do about it, because picketing even at your doors in the LGBTI sphere is going to happen. It's going to get to that point, because people are getting awakened time and again. People are starting to realize that there was even a document that I find where another pride somewhere was even saying they're providing food. Why have you eaten at a pride?
I've never eaten at any pride.
That thing.
I don't remember.
You also buy.
You always buy.
Now, it means people are manipulating. People have saw the gap that these NGOs have are a pocket for those that have the proximity to politicians. You know, it's backup pockets, and even those politicians that are serving right now in our governments, the first thing they do is to open foundations on the side to stack up money, so that they have pockets in other places when they run out of this capital that they are getting already from the departments that they are already looting.
So would you say that this is something, like, I feel like a part of you is so pro-looting as well, so that people can be aware that
I am not pro-looting. I am saying that the looting that has happened, that we've seen physically, it's painful. But also the looting of billions of rand that people cannot account for is also painful.
When they say we must generate jobs, like people must go and work, unemployment and so forth, my biggest thing is that also as young South Africans, we don't want to take any responsibility of where we come from. Listen, I come from Orange Farm. I was not raised like Gili Rich or anything, you know. I went to Ahatuto Secondary School, and trust you me, I have used so many government resources to enhance myself to a point where even when I go to trainings, at least drop me to so many trainings that are government owned, I put myself out there to literally gain that knowledge. At the same time, I feel that young people don't want to be in a space whereby they are proactive. Do you understand? It's so scary. And this thing does not even start after matric. If you're not proactive in high school, sweetheart, even after high school, you will find reasons not to do anything. Because if you are so active during high school, it's not easy for you after matric not to find something to do.
You always have that
Small thing. Or we all volunteer, and people don't like volunteering, guys. I started volunteering. That's how I got my first learnership on radio. It's a process. So every time when I see young people, when I see these lootings, sometimes I'm just like, don't do that to yourself. I understand the pain. We all don't. Everybody's asking a color, guys. Other people have went to Malalabanga, Langa and stuff. But now, when resources have been given to you to better yourself, you don't go and destroy them.
Agreed, Buji.
Sometimes people are also tired. This is not happening. This and this. They get tired. I'm not supporting Guri, whatever they did, vandalism or anything. You understand? And the government,
guys, this whole thing of looting and riots and picketing started because they wanted Zuma to be released. And it's spun out of control. And now it's...
Honestly, I don't want to lie, but dumb. Because umuntu akhona, the family, the family ihlele endlini, inokudla, inemali, has everything.
Niyabasaba ner. Hi, asiba sorry. Siyabafuna. What's up?
Yeah. No, I don't.
Make sure that you loot safely. Amanda.
Make sure that you loot safely.
Amanda.
No, Shem, I feel like in every civil war or cold war, in any state of the world, it will always be sparked by political riots. Mm. But I think this Jacob Zuma point, it's not really a true reflection of why the looting is happening. It might have sparked the anger, but it's not ultimately the main reason. Even to the point whereby the president or the Bekicele is even worried about the things that are happening in Phoenix now, whereby Indians are fighting with Zulu people. That's another thing that is happening there that I feel like it's an underlining racial problem, a tension that has been happening for so many years. And right now, because of the Zuma thing, like there's just underlining. And this is what happens when people fake reconciliation. When we fake reconciliation, when we keep saying we are okay, even when we are not okay, this is what happened. Because we are hurting as a country, and we were hurting even before 1994. Even after 1994, we were hurting. You know, TRC was not enough for black people to express themselves. I've got a father that was a freedom fighter. That man is still fucked up. That man is still fucked up. That man can't stand the sound of a banging a noise or a glass breaking because he's traumatized.
Yesterday, sorry to cut you. Yesterday, I was at the June 16 memorial. I don't know. There at Soweto. So like the lady was explaining to us, and they were saying, "Hori, women were being tortured in their private parts." And it's there. And she says that the woman, like they are still people, but it's a corner band, and the lady doesn't live far from where they are. She's like fucked up.
There's
like
no
she's
way.
Very scared.
There's no way you're going Saba. To
be but like they used to torture them in their private parts. But fage, and like I ask myself, lomuntu lona azangabe na suicidal thoughts after bamenza lezi nto lezi. You understand? So like yo. Let people
We've got a lot of healing to do. We're so hurt, we're so bruised. I feel that, and everyone has their own sentiments. And obviously, you know, you're entitled to your own opinion. This is a never-ending debate that will go on for years, you know? And I feel that no one is correct, politically so as well. And I feel that whatever it is that you as an individual can do better by yourself, it starts with you. Because at the end of the day, what we've seen unfold to, you know, us having to lose the economy in a period of 2 days, it is saddening. And
but the rent was still stable. Did you see that?
It was. It was.
I was shocked.
It was very
I was
stable.
Like, why are we stable? Wow.
Because remember, you know, investors also need to obviously analyze as to how is this going to impact our investmentship into the country, South Africa. And they also need to see if we are going to be starting to pull out certain investments from South Africa, is it really going to be beneficial for us within the long run? Because this country can actually pick itself up within a month or so. Mm-hmm. And because they are aware that South Africa is a very strong country and will be able to get back on our feet, they sit and they watch.
And you know, they've got also a responsibility when you're giving a service or you're trading in a country, you've got a responsibility also to participate in the social ills, you know, to assist the government. So I feel as though they've been taking a lot. The DBA mine has been here, the London mine has been here for years. You can't be taking. And now when it's time for you to plunge back the money of the profits that you've been for years. Mm-hmm. For years, our fathers have been working for mines that South Africa doesn't even own. So I don't think we are going to suffer, but I think people claim by search.
Yeah.
True. Amanda must open a political party.
I know, right? Amanda for president.
Amandulo!
Amandulo! I want to take it back to you. You said she was doing Operation Mop Up.
Yes.
What made you choose to go and be initiated in having to clean up? Because you did also mention that, you know, you don't blame those that have
obviously looted and created the damage, or caused the damage rather. But what made you, you know, while sitting at home, decide to wake up and go and help clean up, you know, the mess?
I felt, hurry, I had to take a stand. You understand? Can't be sitting at home when I want to be cleaner and doing izinto ezingcono in the community. So, you know what? Wake up, bath, ogama teki, uhambe uyo clean and help out.
You see, it starts with oneself.
Oneself. Maraminandis still.
No, it's fine, Chome. We'll get you a vacuum machine. You don't have to broom and sweep.
Listen, and another thing is that for me, it was more of how dare you? Mm. I think that's when I was so angry. I was like, how dare you? Like, why? So that's, I was even quiet on Twitter, guys. I was, Bonile, you know this thing of being a public figure, next thing you want to say this, in people are trying to be politically correct. Yeah. I'm just like, shut up.
Mm. People look, they know it all.
And I wouldn't advise like looking or anything, but at the same time, if you have yegelukuzenza ngathi uhlakaniphile, guys, ngathi ungqono about this in yas thula sengathi ngaba sendele message ngithi akuthule.
Yeah, no man.
So now, guys, one thing that has also popped up this week and everybody was literally saying they want to know more about is called gay parenting.
Mm-hmm.
She's lesbian, she's a mother. You gay?
Mm-hmm.
You're a father.
I'm a father.
And so my biggest thing that I've always said about being a gay parent, care, yes, sometimes I stop and yell at one. Guys, I want just, how has it been like the journey of raising your child and you? I mean, your child, also child now?
My child is 2 years.
2 years. Yes. Okay.
So usase mncane. And I'm not ready to introduce anyone to my kid as yet. So
how did it happen? How did you have the baby?
Ow.
You need to answer this because everybody's been asking me, Katli's gay, he's got an 18-year-old daughter. So you need to be clear.
Well, okay. I got pregnant at 18.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, let me not say I was straight because I used to play hockey at school.
Okay.
So, I'm not doing it like in the changing rooms, in the dressing rooms. And I'll get just turned on and just seeing a naked girl there. And then I wouldn't mind it. I'm like, move away from there. You understand?
Mm.
And then, yeah, I met my ex, my baby daddy. And then, yeah, things happened. We fucked. And then, yeah.
Were you trying to convince yourself?
I was trying to convince myself that I'm straight.
Oh.
I understand. And I saw her. Mm-mm.
I can't be guys.
I can't be guys. You understand? But it happened. It's a gift. At least, ngiphuma mama umzukulu. So. Yeah.
Mm. So you feel like you've paid your debt?
I feel like I've paid my debt at home.
So they can live in peace.
Yeah.
Banga sakubuza imbuzo.
Uphumntana, uphi uphumkhwenyana, uphi.
No, I'm going to clarify this. A couple of people have been asking me. No, I have not had sexual intercourse with a woman in my life. There's many ways one can have a child.
So he's a virgin. You are a pussy virgin.
I'm a Kunatra virgin.
Virgin, all right.
So I've never slept with a woman. There's many ways on how one can have a child. There's adoption. There's artificial insemination. There's growing up your siblings' kids. So no, guys, to answer your question, no, I have not slept with a woman. Yes, my daughter is 18. The journey has been rough. I don't want to lie. It has been so rough to a point where, you know, you sometimes you've got a boyfriend this month, next month you've got someone else, and they're coming to your house and your daughter's there and you're asking yourself the question once the guy's gone the following day, Hore, what message am I trying to show my child? Hore, it's okay to bring different boys in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's very challenging because you never know how to handle it. Because I also became a very young parent at a very young age, you know.
Mm.
purely because I knew that I was never going to be able to sleep with a woman and have a child of my own. So there were options that were available for me, and I took one and I grabbed it and I ran with it. But at the age of 22, where also, you know, you're trying to grow as a young adult, and you're also trying to raise a child at the same time, it's been really tough.
And you know?
My point exactly.
So, ba
no, they do. Well, look, my Oponsa was in standard. Ooh, there comes the grades again. standard one. And standard one, she was in primary. So, me and her ex stepdad, which is my ex husband, he's got a son. So we would take our kids to school. So Koskolong, we would say to her, why do you have two dads? And because I had never sat her down to explain Hore, but she could see Hore, I man, something is not right here. There's no mother, there's no skirt, but there's two men and they sleep in the same bedroom. And they, you know, they do things together with us. And she comes back from school and she says, I was asked, why do I have two dads? And I said, because my dads are gay, without me having to tell her. So it's something that she already knew from school because she heard her maybe peers speaking about. And that's only when I sat her down and to also find out her mental state. Do you really understand what gay means? Do you understand when there's two men being involved in a relationship and two men being involved? And the time she's doing
like grade one, grade three.
You know? So, I mean, you know Punta. That is why right now she's so sharp. She matured at a very young age because she had to stand for herself. She could not stand to hear people, you know, dissing her about she's got a gay father and this and that. And, you know, it's you sometimes also need to be strong yourself in order to be able to
So how balance. Was, like, the teenage years? You know how kids can be at that?
She's still a teenager. Adolescent stage is the most hectic part of parenting, I don't want to lie. Because you don't know whether she's already engaging in sex, sexual intercourse, if she's got one or two or five boyfriends.
Or girlfriends,
yeah. Because she was a tomboy growing up. And then now all of a sudden she's on the bros on fleek and nails and weaves and there's hair in my house everywhere. Oh, it's annoying. But it's been tough because I had to be that parent of having to sit. The mother's still there. But I had to be the parent who sits her down and say, you are aware, Hore, you're going to start being on periods. So dililiyetse, and I don't know the sizes. You're going to have to tell me how we're going to work around this, you know. You are aware that when you have sex with a boy, you're not only going to face the chances of being impregnated, but you will have the disease as well. So I don't mind. I can do this and that so that you don't have to be impregnated. Are you ready to go through that path? But just know that if you are safe in that aspect, you're not going to be safe in the other aspect. So it's a continuous lesson.
It never ends.
It really never ends.
And so now with your two, is it a boy or girl?
It's a boy,
2 year old. And me and Born, we had a deep conversation on Instagram and I was laughing. I was like, yo, this is so deep. Wait, I don't want to ask so many questions. So, and then after you gave birth and then you went full on lesbian.
I'm not saying I went full on lesbian. I came in with the baby that we broke up like, even way before the baby
was born. Okay.
And then I stayed single. So I stayed single like for 3 months, and then I met the woman.
Okay. Yes, while pregnant?
No, after giving birth.
After
giving birth, I met the woman. I was in the mall. I was with my son, busy doing the shopping there.
Yeah.
And she's just walking. Like, I think the eye contact multilingual. Sabonana. Then she saw me. I thought she wouldn't approach me. And then she did. Then we exchanged numbers. Then we started talking.
What about Shella, the lesbian one?
Hapa alina maitswaro hore.
And then
we started talking. We talked.
Hey, you're not hore.
okay, we dated. Okay, Mina, I just said yes.
And then you said yes?
I said yes. Okay, I love the fact that she was married as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything, they just, you know, it can be fast. Yatangana, the connection. She loved my son. Mm. You know, like, yeah, we're like, everything.
But about Pej?
Mini Cooper o tswile taram. Nana batching e tswantse go tswe Mini Cooper wait. How do you like a batching game?
I'm not drunk. Okay, we dated the whole of 2018, but into like the red flags that came to me, she wouldn't allow me to go to her place because she would always come to me. I mean, I would never go to her.
Mm.
You understand? I would ask myself like, okay, maybe I got slightly a back room, a flatting, slightly a back room. Maybe she, I was like, okay, it's fine. Let me mise it.
Yeah.
Let me keep quiet.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we dated the whole of 2019 towards Corona 2020. Mm. Then that's where the problem started.
What was this problem, my love?
I started getting some weird calls. Like, a lady would call me and be like, yeah, when it's fair, babe. You understand?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, when it's fair, babe. Oh, I'm going to be a fuzzy. I'm like, fuzzy. I'm like, oh, fuzzy. Hey, okay, I dropped the call. I keep quiet. Then we are born good. Okay, she called me with this number line several times. Because I'm a private calls. Private calls escalated to messages. Messages escalated to as I figure Nagwami, La Peng Sala Korn. I don't know
serious?
How she found out where I live.
Yeah.
She eventually found out. She's beautiful. And Muslim. And
you don't want to take it away from her.
I don't want to take it away from her.
Yeah.
Muslim. And like, yeah.
Gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
Mm.
She was like, oh, so you're the one who's making my wife not sleeping at home for days and weeks.
Stalk on that.
Instead, how all of a sudden, everything just happened so fast. Like, she came with the squad. And I mean, by that time.
And you don't even know
I
her.
I was from church, the worst part.
Are you like, serious?
Sunday, we are so doing, bro.
Bengu Pimara.
Sunday.
So you're shy, wa.
Like, as in, so does I own.
Yeah. How?
They're busy beating me up. I don't know what's happening. Everything is happening so fast. Like, I'm shocked. You understand?
Mm.
I just don't know what's happening. You know? And then by that time, I used to have a friend. So she came. Because
yeah.
She saw her, no, something's happening downstairs. Mm. So she came downstairs and she tried like stopping the fight, you know? And then we sat down and we talked.
So I got to shy.
So I got to shy. I got to So we talked. And then she's like, okay, she's my wife. And we've been married for 4 years.
Mm.
I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, I don't know anything.
And I don't even know you.
I don't even know you.
But there is like... I don't understand people that do that.
When I don't know.
You don't even know
I don't,
her.
Like, they cannot read nothing. I don't know. Maybe I keep her my puma emontoeni.
Marakit was over on something and you see those ring marks.
The line.
No, she
the
was
line.
Light. She was light in complexion. Mm-hmm. So nothing would show. Like, nothing would show.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Manje maupizu tola makol bobonga mombuza begatin.
Mange mbuza nje baka imaiza. Sometimes she would fight and be like, why am I just accusing me of isinto as ngeko? We would fight.
Mara, abuti lesbian, lena usile.
That's why ngihlezi ngisho ngithi abangani mama ba straight abathanda ukuthi yo ngkhalini yazi ngizisekelene lesbian. Don't.
Are you serious? Are lesbians that hectic?
No, besides that, guys, you can't think ukuthi is going to get better. Like, everywhere. Umcholo, yasinyisa sonke. You understand? So, don't say, ukuthi ufuna ukujola ne lesbian, ufuna bakupe. Yes, bazokupetsha bona. Ukuthi nipi, bazokhulisela nomntwana on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
But wazi ukuthi sometimes it comes at a cost.
Uzonya.
Wow.
Like uzonya.
How rikaune musruna.
Ale kaune nix la skemana luna. Luna le pandemic engwe gape.
And guys we big scammers, eh? Yeah, for days. So now where are you in terms of your relationship?
I'm at peace right now.
You're at peace. So you broke up?
I mean I left. I ran for my life. We move.
Aluta continue.
Oh my, that is so hectic.
No, like it's not.
And this
like,
was your first girlfriend,
it
right?
It was like my first experience with a woman.
Wow.
I don't want to lie. The sex was good. Like everything was good. The chemistry was nice. Like you know, like yeah.
She doesn't call. He's not like an ex.
I don't want to lie. You understand? Like I don't want to lie. How can I put it? We didn't break up immediately because I was still there, being tanned. Even though Bekne Mali involved, but being tanned. You understand? I didn't know if I have to carry on about the relationship or just move away because I'm also going to the public figure. I'm a musician. Yes. So I didn't want that scandal to just in pa-pa-pa all of a sudden. And be like, I'm a homewrecker. So I didn't want that. So we stayed. I stayed like 2 months trying to fix the situation. Then I was like, you know what? You're settling for less. You can get someone who can treat you better, who's single, who can love you. You understand? And then, yeah, we ended up breaking up. Then she ended up, it came to a point where like she would come and park downstairs to see Guti ngeni sabanendlini ngenzani this
so
and
that
this
is toxic.
You understand? Like even though ngimtshelile ukuthi it's over, you understand, she wouldn't want, cuz mean I moved out at home at a very young age.
So all of us, babe, welcome to the world.
So she ended up coming to my place checking ukuthi wenzani unobani when I go to the studio. Like, it's like, we are feeling, man. There's someone who's following you.
Yes.
You understand? And I ended up opening a protection order against her. But still, she didn't stop. You know? I don't know why is that, but she didn't stop.
Sure. Let me start by saying I'm happy that you made it out alive. Especially because we are struggling in South Africa ngendaba ze same-sex abuse and GBV. I'm happy that you made it out alive. I'm happy that you are telling your story. I think as the queer way of life, we want to condemn abuse,
you know,
in any way possible. And we want to encourage people to leave toxic relationships because the other person made it out alive, it doesn't mean others will make it out alive.
So
continue telling your story. Continue making an awareness ukuthi same-sex abuse is something that exists. Same-sex abuse, it's something that is most of the time not spoken of.
And abantu aba understand that girls are very toxic.
Yeah.
See, toxic in many ways. But I thought, you know, amantombazane like, there are these sweet mamacitas about when it's threatened, but behind closed doors, kunzima.
Lutwile mesh, aya.
Kunzima, behind closed doors. Amantota ya shower about fuzz. You understand?
But I always say it's, the other percentage is not that strong.
Even though my girls are toxic.
Girls are toxic. So you also, you know, you got to remind me.
I know, I'm toxic myself.
You also know that you're toxic.
I'm toxic myself, but I'm not toxic to the level you're good to sing as in Shaomundo.
For Shaomundo.
Are you getting help for your toxicity, or are you just saying you're toxic?
But it's forever there. You just
because now, if you are able to say it, that means you are able to admit that. Nenkinga, are you doing something about it?
I haven't done anything about it, okay. But I've never gotten to the level you're good to. I have to beat someone up.
But now, if you're
born, I'm getting addicted to someone I leave. I'd rather stop. Whatever is happening between me
so
and the
you
person.
So you are doing something. If you see that just getting out of hand, then you pull yourself towards yourself.
If I see what I'm getting out of, because I remember my ex, we used to date. It started out nice. And then every minute when she doesn't answer her phone, I'd get angry. Like, I'd request to her place just to check ukuthi kunobani kwenzakalani because of the past experience, you understand?
Oh.
You know, like I'd request to a place and go check ukuthi kunobani. If I see hore kunamantombazana, I wouldn't care if it's a friend or what, I'll just like turn the place upside down.
Ah.
You know?
You know those things you usually think that usually when I think of lesbian couples and everything, I just see, you know, sweet females that love each other, like so sweet, so subtle. I would never think that it does get to that level.
It does get to that level, guys.
Catwoman.
Whether you like it or not.
There is good stories. There is bad stories. But it, as I said, I think sometimes like the good stories run out of place because the bad stories are big. Mm. But there is 50-50 chances of successful relationships where both families are supportive. Kontuali, le mahadi, wabon tutejwa.
So do lesbians do mahadis as well?
Some, but I don't think personally. I don't think I would do it.
Vanessa,
yeah. I don't care. But if when are you really and ready to settle down with me, I'm a kaya. You're keeping calm, my friend. I don't know. I know.
You're not really. It's individual choices.
Yeah.
Personally, even the institution of marriage is something that.
But my mom also at some point she said she wanted cows from me. So like, yo, manje kusho mina ngeke ngithole inkomo. Ngithi I'm not a woman. Kahle kahle mina ngabe usually imali mina ngabe iphuma kuwena kahle kahle. Yes, somewhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, so angeke ube nomntwana. I know I'm gonna have a child. I'm like, no, I'm gonna have a child. I'm like, already you have like so many grandkids. Yeah. What more do you want from me?
No, you're not shame bakhona bayenzayo. We are not critical of it, but mina I personally find it hard to sit my family down and say, guys, cala nilungiseni na imali yami ngifuna nithathe nise kuphi kuphi. I don't know how I'm going to have that conversation with
but
them.
But what if she wants that?
What if she wants
I'm currently negotiating my way out because I'm saying even the institution of marriage, not preferably, I don't think it's something that I'm going to go into. Things might change, but personally, how I view lenyalo generally, besides the nitty-gritties of lobola in lenyalo lona kabulona, it's an institution that I might not go into.
Institution of marriage.
Hey, man. Some of us have been married before.
Institution.
But institution of marriage. Where are we? With Vatosrand.
I wanted to get married at the age of 25.
Oh.
I remember. And then I kept just like, yeah, you know, when I was 22, I'm like, okay, 3 years later. I remember when I dated my ex at that time, I kept on saying to him, are you aware that I'm going to turn 25 and I'm still not married? For me, I think I wanted to get married for the wrong reasons. I wanted to feel secured
and loved.
And I wanted to feel like there's something that's binding this person to say they're not going to leave me. And now when I look back, I'm like, I'm glad I didn't do it. Now when I look back, I'm like, I glad, because the person that I was when I was 25 to who I am now as a 33-year-old is totally different, and I function differently. I don't like being domesticated. And at that time, that guy wanted that from me, and I was willing to do that. I can imagine, man. I'm sure I was just shining. Concealer always, because now that seemed like an idea when I was younger. Now that I'm mature, I'm just like, no, I'm glad it didn't happen.
The fuck.
But with all being said, guys, the looting, parenting, and also, I mean, you being an amazing artist, what can we expect from you? Because, I mean, you are born, you've been doing music. I mean, I went through your Instagram profile and I was just like, yes, girl.
Yeah, I've been doing music. Yeah, let me say, literally my whole life. I dropped a single which is titled Carolina. Yeah.
Is it dedicated to your? Oh.
There was a breather there.
No, it's not dedicated to my love life or anything. I don't write songs about Utando.
Okay.
Like, I don't know, I find it hard because angjoli mos. So ngibhalela uban.
Not all my songs are angry, love.
So, like, okay, the song that I released is titled Carolina. It's talking about, like, basically the first love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, ngiyakutshela ukuthi slow down.
Uzolimala.
Yes, it's titled Carolina Born. Mm-hmm. It's out on all digital platforms, YouTube, iTunes.
And you're an openly lesbian artist.
I don't hide myself.
I love that about you.
I don't hide myself. Even though, you know, there's family involved and...
In closing, are you guys aware that you can create your own family?
Mm.
Yeah, true. You can create your own family.
Guys,
yeah.
I've got so many family members. My sister and I were talking because we have so many toxic people in our lives, especially after we lost our mother, it became worse. Mm. To a point whereby we had to identify to say, you can no longer interfere. Guys, we don't have family drama. I don't know what was the last time. We're dealing with nieces and nephews who are busy in varsity, who are buying hair for 3.5. Yeah. You know, it's like nice life problems. My family life is still
stunning.
The younger brother is a problem because he's busy making babies everywhere, but that's his dick, that's his own issue. But with others, like, so much silence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so also best advice, also choose whoever doesn't want you. It's okay. Accept it. Move on. There is love out there.
Learn to accept. That it's not a must to be with someone.
No, it's not a must.
Yeah, guys, can be happy alone.
Thank you so much, Bon.
Thank you, darling.
Oh, I loved this. I loved it. So, Bon, check her out. Get a new single, Carolina. I'm going to do that. And hopefully... when we do our events, she'll be performing.
Of course.
Would like to have you. Please. Please. So with that said and done, don't forget, David Mashabela Studios, that's where we do our podcast from. And if you want to come through, just send an email to podcast@mashabela.co.za. I am Bougie Bikwa and...
we are.
And...
Amish Mesh.
And...
Bye.
Listen, we are out. The Queer Way of Life. Mwah.
This is the Queer Way of Life podcast with Bougie.